PA President Abbas, U.S., UK stole homeland to give to Jews as part of colonialist effort. By Deborah Brand on January 4, 2022. Palestinian Authority, PA, President Mahmoud Abbas recently claimed that in 1948, world powers including the US and UK conspired in the theft of the Palestinian homeland to gift to the Jews as part of an international colonialist effort, a report released by a media watchdog said on Tuesday. Palestinian Media Watch reported. A claim often repeated by the PA is that Jews have no history in the land of Israel and would never have thought to establish a state there. According to this historical revision, the Zionist movement was initiated by the imperialist West as part of its plan to control the Arab world. PA Chairman Mahmoud Abbas repeated this allegation at a three-hour lecture on the history of the Palestinian cause that he gave to writers, intellectuals, academics, and civil society leaders. During the lecture, Abbas claimed that the injustice caused to the Palestinians occurred when world powers, and foremost among them the US and Britain, agreed to the theft of the homeland and land and to granting them as a gift to the Zionist movement, which is an inseparable part of the international colonialist movement, PMW said, citing a report by the MON news agency. The report further cited Dr. Mohammed Al-Masri as paraphrasing Abbas' explanation that the idea of giving Palestine to the Jews was the colonialist power's idea and not one that came from the Jews themselves. President Mahmoud Abbas was clear when he said that inflaming the dreams of the Jews and realizing these dreams within a political entity was not the fruit of the efforts of the Jews themselves, but rather colonialist theological plans and visions of colonialist world powers, MON cited Al-Masri as saying. Abbas sought to say that the colonialist world powers used the Jews in order to execute the great colonialist plan, dismantling the Ottoman Empire and afterwards dismantling the Arab nation, Al-Masri continued. Abbas' history of revisionism is well documented. He has a sordid track record of Holocaust denial that dates back to his 1980s doctoral dissertation, in which he refuted the 6 million figure and claimed that Zionist leaders cooperated with the Nazis, and has lasted until today. As recently as 2018, he claimed that the Holocaust was caused not by anti-Semitism, but by the antisocial behavior of the Jews, such as money lending,